Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Kathy Wynn to the show, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about her bio before we jump in. Ms. Wynn graduated from Berry College in Rome, Georgia, with a communications degree. She's been with Cobb County Water System since 2001. She previously worked in administration for the water system. In December 2005, she became the Water Conservation Coordinator for Cobb County Water System. She created and implemented Cobb County's Water Efficiency Plan. Ms. Wynn is currently a member of the Metropolitan North Georgia Water Planning District's Water Supply and Water Education Subcommittees. Now that is a mouthful.
Yes.
She is a member of the Georgia Environmental Protection Division Technical Advisory Committee for Water Conservation, a member of the Georgia Association of Water Professionals, and American Water Works Association. Welcome to the show today, Kathy.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We are going to be talking about the Cobb County Water System being the leader in water conservation and demand management. Cobb has successfully developed programs to manage water sustainability in Cobb and within their own system. So I thought you could just tell us a little bit about the Cobb County Water System.
Sure. Cobb County Water System is kind of unique in metropolitan Atlanta because we purchase actually all of our water from our water wholesaler, Cobb County Marietta Water Authority. We're also in both of the basins that are contested by our neighboring states. And so we're very aware of the limited water supply that we have to serve our citizens. And we're a pretty large system. We serve about 650,000 people in Cobb County. We have about 175,000 accounts. So it's a pretty big responsibility to make sure we can meet that need and also be good stewards of our resource.
That is a big job. I tell you what, is it hard getting put in the middle between the different states, tug of war?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think you could ask anybody in water supply in Metro Atlanta, and they'll tell you it hasn't been an easy couple of decades, I guess you could say.
I bet it gets interesting behind the scenes.
Oh, it does.
How does Cobb County work with the citizens on water management?
Well, the first thing we like to do is be really honest with the citizens about what we just talked about, the challenges of water supply, which in Atlanta can be a big challenge because you have days like today where it's raining and it appears like we have plenty of water. But the fact of the matter is we are at the headwaters of two of the smallest river basins to serve an area the size of Metro Atlanta. And we're also at the top of those basins, which means everything we do impacts our downstream neighbors. It's kind of the crux of our arrangement with Alabama and Florida. They say we not only take their water, but potentially damage it. So the first thing we do with our citizens is tell them really what's going on and why we put these programs into place. And then we offer them ways that don't really alter their whole lifestyle, but just allow them to use water a little more wisely. We try to encourage them to retrofit older toilets, and we do that by giving them an incentive, a $100 rebate for purchasing WaterSense labeled toilets. We do a lot of education, like to go where they already are. So if they're meeting for a civic group organization, nobody wants to go out on Tuesday and Thursday night. So if Tuesday they're having a meeting, we'll just go out and say, hey, can we get on your program? Can we come out and talk to you about some of the opportunities for you all to save water and be citizen leaders for the rest of the county? So that's some of the ways that we like to encourage conservation. We prefer the carrot to the stick.
There you go. Kind of a little stealth education going on there.
Exactly.
Do you do any work within the school systems?
Yes, we actually are very busy in the school systems. We have a program to encourage schools to improve environmental education. We call it the Cobb County Green School Program. You might drive around Cobb County and you'll see that they have a big metal driveway sign in front of their school. And it'll have a globe and then a little green school inside the globe. And that means that that school has had at least five teachers complete five environmentally beneficial lessons throughout the year. And we label the whole school as green. They can have as many as 15 plus teachers and they can get gold level green standard. So we're very proud of that program. We have 36 schools last year that qualified out of our 101. This year we're working with 50 schools trying to get them to the green goal line. But we also have programs that we take out to the kids. And we find that contests are a really great way to get the kids active. So We do a calendar contest for middle schoolers where they do 2D art and they also have to explain what water means to them for their art. And then we do a second and third grade rain barrel decoration class where the class decorates the rain barrel with some water message and then they tell us what they learned about water. And then we have our very popular Alatoona Alley coloring book contest for fourth and fifth graders. And we just launched that coloring book last week at a big autograph party. We find that when we use the contest, the kids enjoy the competition and then they take away the message. To make sure they take away the message, with all the young kids, we deputize them as water deputies and give them ticket packets and badges. Not the parents' most popular program, but very effective with the kids.
That's funny. Yeah. Be like, Mom, Dad, turn off that water.
Exactly.
What does Cobb County Water System do to ensure efficient water use within their system?
Well, I think it's important that we're always out talking to our customers. You know, we're kind of in an unusual position. We sell water for a living. I mean, that's what we do. And yet on the other side, we're telling them, well, buy less. I need you to use less. So it kind of puts us in an unusual position. And some of our customers, they potentially don't understand why we would be asking them to use less water. If they pay their bill, they should be able to use as much as they want. So we have to walk the walk of sustainability, and we can't be seen wasting. So we do a couple of things. We, one of our wastewater plants, we actually treat the water to reuse standard, and we use it to water the Ackworth Sports Complex and the Cobblestone Golf Course. So that way they're not using potable water for those irrigation needs. We also have a really aggressive leak detection and leak abatement program. So we're out proactively surveying our system with acoustic leak detection. They're really just, you can think of them kind of as listening devices that we put on big lines. And then we listen and our computers listen and they let us know if they hear anything that sounds like an anomaly. And if it's an anomaly, it's probably a leak. So then we know exactly where to dig and to repair. And we're actually a little over a third of our system is done now that we've been through in the last 2 years. And we hope to finish up the rest of the system within 3 years so that every 5 years we're starting over with our whole system.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a leak prioritization and repair. If a citizen sees a leak, they immediately think that leak should be fixed right now. And in an ideal world, absolutely. But we're not living in an ideal world, so we don't have staff to dispatch for a system our size for every single leak. But what we do have is a way to prioritize the severity of that leak. We're going to go to a leak that's going to use the most water first, one that's going to compromise any infrastructure like a road or a sidewalk first, and then we're going to work our way back and get as quickly as we can to the smaller leaks. So we have all of that in place because we really have to walk the walk if we're going to ask our citizens to do the same.
That's interesting. Do you talk among the different counties? I know Atlanta's had tremendous stress on their water system and their sewers busting left and right. So do you share best practices?
Oh, we do. All of us in the metropolitan 15 counties, we all belong to the Metro North Georgia Water Planning District. And we are all governed by the plans that the district comes out with. They're mandatory, and so we have to implement them. We meet at least quarterly with all the other water providers. I will say it's different for every single provider, and priorities are different for every single provider. In Cobb, I have to say, we are blessed not to have some of the challenges that City of Atlanta has had due to older infrastructure and infrastructure that wasn't repaired in quite the same timely manner as our system. But we're all sharing best practices and trying to learn from each other. You can always learn from another system. All of us do certain things really well, and we all want to do everything to the best of our ability for our citizens.
Makes perfect sense. So what have the results been of your programs that you've implemented?
For us, we're really excited because we're starting to see the needle move. You know, when you first put in an efficiency program, it takes a while to start to see the customers really taking hold. For example, we have rebated over 15,000 toilets since we put our program in place in 2007. We put it into place when the Level 4 drought went into effect. So we're really excited about that. Is that everything we need to do? No, we have 90,000 homes that were built before 1993 that we need to retrofit. So it's really kind of a drop in the bucket for us, but it's a start. We've seen per capita water use, and that's really, you know, it's a word we water people use, but it really just means the amount of water each person uses every day.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it drop from 126 gallons in Cobb County to around 112 gallons in Cobb County per person. So that may not seem like a big jump, but it's actually, you know, almost 10%. So, yeah. So, I mean, we've been, you know, really happy with where we're going. Do we think we're done? No, but we see that our citizens are really taking the message home, and we've seen Cobb County Marietta Water Authority's water withdrawals return to what we saw in the 1990s, which is a big difference from where we were.
I guess it's like the Japanese word kanai, constant and never-ending improvement.
Exactly. That's
You'll
a
always
good one.
Have a job to do. So what are the future opportunities and goals for Cobb County Water?
I think right now we're really shifting from these individual residential programs. I mean, there was a reason we chose those. Cobb County water system, we're 92% residential. So we really wanted the buy-in of the citizens. It was really our first stop. Now we're really moving on to what kind of decisions are we making in the future? We're really focused on where do we start looking to make ordinance changes or incentives that encourage people to build in a way that takes into consideration our water sources. How do we encourage things like low impact development, where there's more pervious pavement, where you have water staying on site, being used rather than running off and scouring our streams? How do we build in things like an incentive for rainwater harvesting and capture on site, which improves both stormwater and water conservation? And how do we encourage something that has really just come on the scene, like WaterSense New Home Certification? How do we make sure that our builders are building to that specification and realizing that we have a limited water source, and how do we live within it?
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, I have no doubt you'll continue to push along, get things done. I'm just curious if you think it's more difficult being home intensive versus a commercial, like maybe Atlanta has more commercial business than residential.
I think it's different for each utility. For Atlanta, I think the business community has really stepped up, in part because, let's face it, it's cost effective. They have really high water and sewer rates, which they absolutely need to pay for their infrastructure. Ours are not as high. I will say for us, commercial customers are more of a challenge than residential customers.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I always like to get to know the person behind the business. So I wanted to ask you if you had advice for the listeners on how they can be more successful, as well as what you consider your X factor, what you bring to the party.
I guess to be more successful, I think the key to our success has been leveraging partnerships and relationships. I think, you know, this situation's not going to be cured by me or improved by me. It's a really, truly a community issue. And so the partnerships that we form, the relationships that we form are really important. And I don't know, I guess I've been accused of being a preacher for water supply. So maybe I do have a lot of commitment to the issue and to public water supply. So I'm very committed. I really believe in what I do.
That's great. Well, you're very well spoken, and I think your communications degree from Barry has served you well.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at WastePro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at a local event, WastePro can serve all your recycling collection and processing needs. WastePro also provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. WastePro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call them in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.